I always thought it would be cool if you could go back and listen to the day-to-day of today's highest achievers as it happened, as opposed to 30 years later after they've made it. I believe there's a giant disconnect between ground zero and the top floor, because we only see the top floor, and the top floor only talks about the top. You know, how valuable would that be? And so it goes without saying, but I believe I'll make it there. And this is the documented journey through each level. My name is Bryson Sessions, and you are listening to The Bed Podcast. Okay, so for some reason, the podcast from yesterday didn't upload, and I'm just now realizing that. So we're going to upload it live. What we're going to do, that's the episode, okay? I have all the files. I want to know why it didn't upload. I've got all the files here. I went through with everything I thought. Okay, so I just put the file in there, drag and drop. Now I'm going to copy and paste the description I wrote yesterday. Paste. Yeah, this is 5:47 p.m., April 14th, 2024. Copy and paste the name, 178. This is all written by me, obviously. Title's there. Publish now, because I'm not going to schedule it, so. New levels bring new levels. That's so weird. Why didn't it upload? That's scary. So I definitely recorded it, but whatever. So that's the show. Peace out. I'm just playing. No, that's it. So, I'm just kidding. That's not it, but. Yeah, I was just looking at the stats, and I realized that I didn't upload a show. So, whatever. So, what I do is every night that I record it, I schedule it for 4 a.m. the next day. Sometimes 3 a.m. It just depends on where my mouse is, and if I'm lazy or if I'm strong-willed enough to move the mouse a hair to click 4 instead of 3, but it doesn't matter. So, maybe I'll just start doing midnight. Who cares? Anyway. Yeah, again, no idea what I'm going to talk about. Let's see. I don't know, I'm just trying to stay productive, man. It's kind of tough. Got so many exciting things coming that I'm just daydreaming all the time, you know? Okay, here we go. If you guys know what Notion is, it's this, I guess this software that allows you to organize your life and remain and be productive and use the help of AI to schedule everything. And I love stuff like that, but I just took a step back in thought and really, I guess, analyze what the fuck these things are. And I was watching some videos of the software, some reviews to see what it was about, to see how it functions and stuff. And I love stuff like that. But I was thinking about it and watching, and I just took a step back and I thought, I'm looking for a software that almost requires me to do more work to manage my schedule or to see the overview of the schedule or what I got going on. Because you can manage goals, habits, your calendar, everything all in one, and you can have AI do it all for you. And so if I'm doing all of that and managing it all myself and I'm overseeing the goals, I have to click on the goals and then I have to go down to the thing that I achieved, click on that, click yes, completed, click date, time, whatever. And then that's one goal. And then I got to go to the task list, click the tasks, scroll down, figure out how many I have to do today, and then click the ones that I did do, click what time I did them, and then close out of that, and then go back into the other thing and see what I got going on for the day, click the calendar thing, show me the calendar so I can see what's organized for the day. Like, I'm doing all of that. I don't know, dude. What I can also do is get a sticky note right here and write podcast, read, gym, road trip, whatever. And then look, done. I can see it. I know I need to get it done. I almost put some time frames in there. Done. Now I don't got to worry about all the digital shit. And the digital shit is nice. It is very appealing. Okay, the podcast just uploaded. New levels bring new devils plus milestone episodes. Milestone episodes. Anyway, I don't know. I was just thinking about it. I was like, these are very helpful softwares, I'm sure, for some people. But in a way, it almost promotes procrastination because you got to spend time inputting all the data to have the software know what you're doing, what time, when it's due, why it's important, all this shit. And then you have to upkeep that. You have to make sure that it's all running smooth. You have to check off the things. Because with softwares like that, they only work if you plug in the necessary information, and then you keep up with it and then adjust and keep track as you go. Because if, for example, if you have MyFitnessPal and you're tracking your food, the only way that that's valuable is if you keep up with it and you do it daily and you track your food every day and you look at the trends and you look at the progress. That's the only way it's valuable. And having that one additional thing to do and worry about, I just don't think, for me personally right now, I don't think that's a trade I'm willing to make. I like having simple shit. I mean, I got a pad of sticky notes and I'm just gonna write my shit on that. And I'm not for or against any of these softwares. Matter of fact, I think I'm for them, generally speaking, because they're just nice and they're well put together. They're very organized. They're very aesthetically pleasing, and that's great. So if you need something like that or want something like that to keep you on track, then I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But for me personally right now, I don't really use any of that shit. I kind of just keep mental tabs on stuff, which is probably not the best. So writing it down and having a visual of what needs to get done, that's been helpful. I also want to buy a huge ass whiteboard and put it in the second room of my house that I'll be getting here soon. And then just putting my whole life on there. Because right now my whole life's on an Excel sheet, like finances, goals, podcast episodes, milestone episodes, I guess what I'm calling them. So like everything's on Excel. And so if I can put it onto a physical thing in my house where I can see, maybe that would help. I don't know. But all you need for productivity, however you want to say it, is to just do the thing, whatever that thing is. And I would say that it really only matters that you do it, and however you do end up doing it, that's relevant as long as it gets done. But then I'll argue that and say, I just think it's kind of silly to put so many barriers before the thing, even if it is more organized. I think it's just not the best to do it that way, because you have so many more things to overcome. Like, you want to make it as easy as possible to work as hard as you can, right? You want to lower the cost of entry. You want to lower any, I don't know what the word is. You want to just lower all barriers, lower all inconveniences, remove all those to make it. For example, if you're trying to get started in the gym, but you live 45 minutes away from the gym that you want to go to, you're probably not going to go, because first of all, you can't even go to the gym by yourself, period. And what makes you think you're going to be able to go to a gym that's 45 minutes away? And then how are you going to stick to that consistently? And then blah, blah, blah. So maybe pick a gym that's 5 minutes away where your buddies go, and it's 24/7. So you can go at 3 a.m. because your schedule works like that and nobody's going to be there. You're probably more likely to stick to that then, as opposed to the one that's 45 minutes away. So you got to make it as easy as possible for you to stick to whatever you're trying to stick to. And I think after that, you build the habits, you build the routines, and then you're able to kind of mobilize and take that new discipline with you wherever. Because if you've hit the gym for 6 months straight and you're balling, you're not going to just, oh, sorry, I'm just going to ruin the streak because gym's 5 minutes extra away. You're not going to do that. You more than likely will not do that. And so that's kind of how I see the whole productivity softwares and shit. Like, it is helpful for a lot of people, I'm sure. But it's adding more work to do to maintain and manage and see what you already know you should do for the sake of organizing it, because you think organization is what's needed when really what you need to do is to just do. So yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's it. All right, peace. Hey, thanks for listening, and a quick reminder here. So this podcast doesn't prioritize professionalism or quality at all. It's just meant to be a shoot from the hip type podcast with the intent just to get a quick message out. So some episodes might be inaudible in 30 seconds and others might be 45 minutes and super crisp sounding. So all these are being made so that by episode 7,305, which is 20 years, we can come back and see the entire playbook of how I made it to wherever I'm going. So thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. I'll talk to you soon.